your book's journey isn't over after it's been launched. Nope, it's got a whole lifetime ahead of itself. And so while I'm leading you through writing and launching a best-selling book, I'm also showing you how to make that book work for you for the rest of your career and your life. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. Hi there, you're listening to Launch Your Book with Anna David. I'm your host, Anna David. I interview experts, I do play-by-plays of how the experts launch their books, I answer questions, and all of this is about how to launch a book that can build a business and support you for the rest of your life. And today, I am answering what could be called a basic question, what could be called a complicated question. If you want the show notes to understand what that dichotomy could all be about, just go to launchpadpub.com/blog/process. And that is because today I'm talking about what is the actual publication process. I have talked quite a bit on this show about traditional publishing versus self versus hybrid. But what if you, listener, are just like, okay, that's great. I know all that. I just want to go publish a book. Literally, what are my steps? So I'm going to walk you through them. Number one, you're going to write your book. Well, first you're going to outline your book or come up with a structure, or you may be writing it for ever and ever and ever. I'm talking to you, person who has been working on your book for over 5 years. After you write your book, you're going to rewrite it. You're probably going to rewrite it a few times. Then you're going to hire an editor. Every writer in the world, including Malcolm Gladwell, including Glennon Doyle, including every writer you can ever think of, has an editor. You are not your own editor. Your first editor, if it's your first book, will probably be a developmental editor. Talked about this on the show. They do the big stuff. Then you'll have a copy editor who's going to find the little things. And then you're going to have a proofreader who is going to find the things the copy editor missed. Then the book is going to go to layout. Now, you can absolutely hire a layout designer. There are people that charge, you know, thousands of dollars to do this. You can find somebody on, say, Fiverr site who will do it for probably $5. You can also get Vellum software, which is $249 for a lifetime license. However, it is only for Mac. If you go to the show notes, I have a link, an affiliate link, I should tell you, because I love Vellum so much. I am an actual affiliate for them. What that can do, that will lay your book out for ebook, for paperback, for hardcover. It's pretty awesome. Now, your cover. If you are doing an ebook only, you only need a front cover. If you are doing a paperback, you need a front cover and a back cover, and that back cover is going to have your bio, your book description, possibly an endorsement or blurb or whatever it is. And if you're going to do a hardcover, you need even more text because you're going to have a back flap and a front flap. So maybe that's more blurbs, maybe that's an excerpt from the book, whatever it is. Now, you can hire, most people hire a cover designer and they can charge thousands of dollars. Again, you can go to Fiverr, a site like Fiverr, and find cover designers for a lot less. And you can create your own book cover. And just, I will tell you, I've created book covers on Canva that people have liked more than book covers that I've paid a designer lots to do. I actually have a course where we walk you through exactly how to create a book cover on Canva. I will tell you, creating the front cover, as in just for the ebook, is much easier than creating a front cover with a spine, with a back cover. But we do teach how to do it. You are going to need a book description and an author bio, as I just mentioned. Those will go on your back cover. Those should be optimized with keywords and categories. We'll talk about that in a second. And your book description should be optimized. Once you know keywords, you should be incorporating those into both your author bio, your book description, also into your blurbs potentially, and possibly your reviews. But you know, really study what are good book descriptions. I can always tell when I go to Amazon what's a professional book and what isn't. That the book description will give it away. Maybe it's just one paragraph. Maybe it's, I just saw this today, a paragraph with about the author in the book description section. Nope. Maybe it goes on way too long. There are really effective ways to do book descriptions. Amazon really, apparently, the algorithm really loves bullet points. So if it's a nonfiction book that lends itself well to bullet points, that's a good idea. I did something that I learned from Dave Chesson, previous podcast guest Dave Chesson, where I put at the bottom of the Amazon description, push add to cart in order to buy this, because it's amazing what people, you know, you think, well, they're on my page, they're going to buy it. How much is it really going to make a difference if I tell them to buy it? It really can make a difference. Now, keywords and categories. This is an art into itself, so this is the briefest overview. Categories are what within Amazon are what's known as BISACs, Book Industry Standards and Communications. They are the lists within Amazon where your book is categorized. And this is how people get the glory of being a number one best-selling author, because they got the number one spot in their category, which means their book is selling more than any other in its category at that time. They get a bestseller tag next to their book title, which says number one bestseller, and you can screen grab that and share it. And you never lose that status. Once your book has earned this, you are always a number one bestselling author in your category. So the most important thing is you are looking for very specific subcategories if your goal is to hit that number one spot. So if you select nonfiction or memoir, you'll be competing against tens of thousands of books. So it's going to be very challenging for your book to get to the top of the charts. But if you go into a main category like memoir and then you pick a subcategory or a subcategory within that subcategory, your chances of hitting the number one spot increase exponentially. So, you know, an example is within self-help, there's abuse, anger management, anxieties and phobias, creativity, death and grief. Then within death and grief, there's grief and bereavement, pet loss, I didn't mean to get depressing, suicides, motivational new age, personal transformation. These are subcategories, and that is what's key. And then you want to brainstorm categories. The best way I know how to do it is with Publishers Rocket, Dave Chesson software. Go to the show notes. I have an affiliate link to it. This software is so amazing. It's $99 for a lifetime license, and it will guide you to categories you may not have thought of. And it shows you how many books you need to sell to hit the top 10 in that category. For example, well, you have to sell 80 books to hit the top 10 category in dating. Then you can put your keyword phrase in its competition analyzer, and it will pull up all the categories using that keyword. And then you click Unleash Categories, and it will list every category that keyword is listed in. So I recommend creating a spreadsheet as you do your research. And here's the thing. Don't pick a category because it's not competitive, but the book will sell well if it doesn't fit your book. There are all these stories about authors who try to game the system that way. And it will backfire because people will find your book when searching for something else and not buy it, which therefore hurts your book in the algorithm, because you want the people who come upon your book page to buy it. And it may even get people to buy it and then write a nasty review because your book wasn't what they wanted. So here's a very important thing about categories. There is this myth that you can only list your book in two categories, because when you go into the Amazon back end, it asks you to provide two categories. But there is a wonderful workaround where you can contact Amazon either by email or by phone and add another 8 categories. It's really, really amazing. And it usually just takes a day or two for those categories to be added. And just to break it down in the simplest way, if your book is listed in 10 categories instead of 2, you have 5 times more likely a chance of hitting the number one spot. And you never actually see all the categories. Usually you just see three at a time, you know, especially if it's in the number one spot, maybe on your release day. So the point is, you'll only see all 10 of your categories if you keep an eagle eye on your page. So keywords, you use Publisher's Rocket in the same way, and it does the same thing where it gives you all the competitive titles. Like I said, you want to put your keywords. There are spots in the back end of your book page to put the keywords, but you also want to be incorporating those same keywords into everything that you do. And that can even mean when you have advanced readers or your launch squad reading the book, you can say, hey, these are some words that I would love for you to use. There's a very, very cool thing that you can do in Amazon. If you go to your About the Author page, you can add sections. There's a section that says like from the back flap, from the front cover. And these don't actually have to be from the back cover or the front flap or whatever it is. You can just add what you want and make it relevant to the book. Maybe it's an excerpt from the book or whatever it is. What it is it's giving you an opportunity to put even more keywords in there. So basically, and from there, you're going to price your book and you're going to launch your book. And while there are a billion other bells and whistles that you can do, that's just walking you through how to get your book on Amazon. There's other ways to get your book onto up to 40,000 other outlets. But these are the basics. That is what you do. That is the actual publication process. Again, if you want the show notes, just go to launchpadpub.com/blog/process, and I will see you next time. Thanks for joining me this week on Launch Your Book with Anna David. For more info about the show, go to launchyourbookpod.com, where you can get show notes and so much more. If you got anything out of this episode, I can't tell you how much I would appreciate a review. And don't forget, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is here to help you at any stage in your writing and publishing journey. Just go to launchpadpub.com for more. And be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode.